Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Let's start at the bottom of the hour. Nick Olson's going to join us. Covered Iowa State for a long time. He covers Wisconsin. But he saw Illinois twice within the last couple of weeks. So we'll pick his brain on the Big Ten competition, maybe where Iowa State can exploit Illinois. Those kind of topics coming up with our buddy Nick Olson at 11:30. 12:05, Rob Doster taking a look at the Sweet 16, a field of 68 for Doster. Look forward to catching up with Rob. We'll head to Boston. Our colleague Justin Miller will be with us, KASI, and of course the Morning Rush, where he produces for Travis and Ross. And then we will at some point in the show put our baseball predictions out there. Shouldn't take too long because I think there's going to be a whole lot of I agree with you, Trent. Yeah, I'm the same way, Trent. When it comes to baseball this year. But we shall see. So that's coming up on the program. Trent's Plays of the Day. Circus Sports sponsor those. And away we go. Sweet 16 back in action with the first four games tonight. Opening day of MLB. Already a couple of rainouts in Major League Baseball. If you're a Mets fan or a Brewers fan, that game went down the drain to rain. Likewise, the Bravos and the Phillies. Pretty good opening series. That one has been postponed until tomorrow. And away we go.
Yes. How opening was last day? Night for you? Did you get into those betting bands we talked about yesterday?
I didn't. No. I got into domains, which is stupid.
Oh, you're going down that route.
Yeah, which is dumb. Anyways, I got to stop.
Building a website. Talked to somebody yesterday.
Oh, did you?
A little more expensive than maybe we initially thought.
Well, I think it has to be done. So we'll talk more about that off the air. But you know, I just searched "This is March" on my Twitter search, and it's millions of impressions. So, anyways, we got sports to talk about, including Iowa State and Illinois tonight, which should be, I just think, a terrific basketball game. I think the slate is pretty darn good as well. Do you have a strong opinion on, you know, of the four games tonight, is there, I know we do this at the end of the show, but is there one that, boy, it's just jumping off the page at you? Point spread wise or money line wise, or just maybe not from a gambling. Well, it's hard for you to.
Yeah, it's hard to separate
aside.
That. Yeah. I love North Carolina tonight.
You do?
I think the Alabama defense is so brutal. And the way North Carolina's playing offensively, team total on North Carolina, that's an angle that I'm definitely taking over 89.5. I think they're just too good. I think they're going to come out on fire. I don't believe in this Alabama team. Watch them a number of times this season. They're just so bad on the defensive end that I think you're going to see a blowout in that one. So that'd be certainly the one.
Were you surprised that when Circa put out their odds to win the region, that the only one seed that wasn't actually favored in their region is in North Carolina's region? Arizona's actually favored. North Carolina's the second choice.
I don't get it.
I think Clemson will give Arizona all they want tonight, Trent.
I think Clemson's a live dog. I think they can win this game outright, and you can get a nice price on the money line on them. I think Clemson. Now, we've seen Hall has not played well in this NCAA tournament, but everything goes through him. He's been in foul trouble throughout. Arizona, Tommy Lloyd, his first ever cover came last time out in the NCAA tournament. 1-5 against the number during his NCAA tournament. Of course, last year lost to Princeton in the opening round. Yeah. So it has not been highly successful for him. It's that Arizona DNA. I just can't believe in it. It has been decades of futility. And even before they finally broke through with Lute there in the late 90s with Miles Simon and company, there was a lot of losses too. They were the second ever number two seed to lose to a 15 when they fell to Steve Nash and Santa Clara. We found out, that was a pretty good team.
Yeah, they're a pretty good player, right?
Right. But at the time, we certainly didn't know this floppy-haired Canadian out there making plays for the Bronx. Yeah. But You know, that's with Arizona, that's where I am. I just think Carolina is better equipped. I think Clemson's a live dog here. I really like the team that they, the way that they have played throughout the course of the season. In fact, they beat Alabama earlier this year. They have some nice wins on their resume. I'm surprised at the number, and I'm surprised at the price you can get them on the money line here. That's where I lean. UConn, are they going to get a game?
No.
We're talking now eight consecutive NCAA tournaments games that were, they have just dominated.
Including one against San Diego State.
Yes, in the championship. Right. And
one that there's a net cutting that takes place afterwards.
You know, I saw a little highlight clip of the national championship game from a year ago, and I had forgot.
You know, I wish I would have. Where did you see it? Was online?
It was somewhere on Twitter, yeah.
Too bad. That popped up. Found it, yeah.
And it was, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I had forgot that San Diego State had cut it to 5.
Yeah.
They had... And then Hawkins hit a big three, and that odds on happened, mm-hmm. and then they pulled away and won. It wasn't a 17-point game a year ago. The one angle, Hurley is doing an incredible job. You know, we scoff. Remember Georgia 2 years ago? One of their players said, you know, there are people out there saying we're going to go 7-5. Nobody said that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's lies.
Right.
But the way that coaches manipulate their players, and you can do it at the collegiate level, I think better than any other level.
We had so much to overcome this year.
Yeah, right.
Sure you did. Right. Sure you did, Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, it was so difficult, right?
You're Patrick Mahomes.
Georgia, the most stacked team maybe in the last decade.
Right. Yeah.
And somebody said they're going to go, but they will take that. And that's what Hurley is doing right now with this squad. He's using the difficult bracket as ammunition. The way that they have come out, I'm leaning, I don't like the number at double digits. But I definitely
What's
like
11?
Yeah. First half, lay 6, something like that. They've come out incredibly good the last couple of times. Wasn't the case in the Big East tournament, as all three of those games, but you know those teams so well, scouted so well in that kind of front. That's something that I'm at least leaning towards there. Doing a lot, I think, of half stuff in the tournament games both today and tomorrow. That's something that I've leaned to where I can't quite get there with a full game number, but I do like some first half things, and we'll get into a few more of those a little bit later on. And then, of course, we get to our biggest one.
Oh, boy.
Just how you feel. We've talked about the matchup, kind of the breakdown of the game.
I think its defense is going to prevail.
It's an old adage, but
I think it does again tonight.
Yeah. Illinois.
Illinois is a good team.
They're
I'm
very
not
talented. Yes.
They absolutely are. They've got three really great players. Terrific players.
But when it comes down to this time of year, it happens year after year. If it's a toss-up between two teams, rely on the defense. Yep. And the gap is so significant between these teams and what we have seen from them over the course of the season. But even last month, you know, the Illinois defense is much better than it has been. I think Danger playing more has been a part of that.
Yeah.
What's he averaging now? Like 16, 17 minutes a game?
About that. And he was like 4-5?
Yeah.
During the Big Ten season.
He was out of the rotation.
He was. And Tom Caker was with us right before the first Illinois games. And you brought it up. It's like, where's Danger been?
Yeah, right.
Because this guy, we'd seen enough of him to know that he's going to be a factor. And unfortunately, he's probably going to be a factor tonight.
Yes.
But we shall see. I think Iowa State's got a terrific chance to march on. And wouldn't that be something if they get UConn? Ooh, boy.
Illinois has the 104th ranked defense over Bartorvik.
Okay, but where were they?
Ascension? Well, I can't see the ascension, but I can go back. Let's go back to...
And if you're on hold, we'll get to you, I promise.
Let's say a month. How about that?
Yep.
Go back to the weekend of February 24th.
That's
over the last month of what they have been. Illinois, since that time, the number one offense in the country, and it's not even close, boy, the way they're playing. Even with that, their defense is actually worse.
Is it really?
167th in the country.
Huh.
Maybe we're going back a little bit too far. So let's take it a step further and go into since the start of the Big Ten tournament. How about that? So what had that been? The 6th of March? Filter it that way. Illinois defensively, as we scroll and find the Illini, there they are, 112th in the country. Boy, you know, metrics compared to our eyeballs.
Eye test,
there are so many times that it doesn't exactly marry up.
No, you're right. So they'd be at a 14 and 11 to get to this point. Iowa State over in Omaha, they will get a test tonight. Big Ten tournament champion, Big 12 tournament champion. I'm going to lead defense in this one. I'm going to take the defense over the offense. Will I fall off my chair if Illinois is moving on and Iowa State's getting back on the plane? No, I won't. Because the point spread tells you all you need to know, right? It's a point and a half, 2 points. It's supposed to be a close basketball game. And as we said, Illinois got three really good players. And if you've watched them, if you've listened to radio or read about the game, you know it's Shannon, it's Hawkins, and it's Damask. And it's those three, and you throw in Danger off the bench, who can be a pain in the you-know-what. Underwood's a good coach. Going to be a hell of a game. It's unfortunate. I know I'm beating a dead horse that we have to wait until the bitter end of the night for it. But c'est la vie. Let's get Jeff in here. He's been patient. Jeff, thanks for hanging on. How are you?
Doing well, guys. First, this is brought to you by DraftKings.
Yes.
80% of all money is on is not on North Carolina tonight. So a lot of people going the other way. And the only caveat I'm going to go with that, because I do kind of watch a lot of Carolina, if you could slow down Davis or Bacot, just one of the two, and make, I don't know, Cormac Ryan more of a sharpshooter, or some of their athletic players that are challenged to shoot threes, that's where you can get Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not telling you in either way, but if you can slow down one of the two.
I think I'd try to slow down Davis.
Okay, and so maybe you face guard him, or you know, maybe you play, I don't know how they play their defense, and I didn't want to spend that much time. I just read that about 5 minutes ago, so I wanted to throw that out to the listeners. Iowa State, Illinois tonight. I mean, I've been calling them on months about talking Iowa State, and I'm just going to give one key to the game. Maybe there's two keys inside that one. Illinois turns the ball over 11 turnovers a game. I looked it up. That's very good, right? And we know Iowa State lives off of
turning teams over
and scoring in transition, points off turnovers. So Iowa State, and this is my opinion, Iowa State's going to have to turn them over. I'm thinking anywhere from the 16 to 19 range. Maybe get 20 points, you know, in, you know, live ball turnovers. And the second point on that is, and they've been talking about this all in the tournament, points off the bench. Can Ward and can Cam Jones get them, I don't know, 20-some points off the bench? And that's what they've been doing the last couple games.
If they do, they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And let me caveat off of the Ward. Can one of those guys get 10, 12 points? One of them. I'm just asking for one.
Robert Jones? Is that who you say? Yes, Robert. I mean, he's done it before.
He has, yeah. You're looking for one of the three. Right. I think that's a fair way to look at it.
I think Ward would be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Trey King can,
one
too.
Out of the three.
Yeah.
And we've seen Trey King. You look at the Kansas game where he had four threes.
Yep.
You know, can one of those guys pop off? And then, you know, Trent talked about defense travels. We know that. In March, you need defense, absolutely, and you need guard play. Can he keep hitting step back threes? We've never seen that before. He had three threes last game doing step backs. He continues doing that, and Gilbert gets him 14, 16, and we know what Mocilovic can do when he's red eye from three. They are a dangerous team. They haven't made a Sweet 16 since 1999, 2000. They haven't made a Final Four since 1944. Guys, hopefully when I call back on Monday, we have a lot of great things to talk about. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, I had time for that.
Oh, no doubt.
Right?
Yes, extend this thing out. We absolutely would sign up for that. He mentioned Trey King. You think of him as a decent shooter, or at least can knock down an open one.
Once every three or four games.
He's 27.7%. Not great by any means. Yeah. But you mentioned the
that
four
corner
threes.
Three.
Yeah, the four threes against Kansas. And also the loss to Houston, he hit 7 of 10 in those games.
Did he really?
You take those two games away.
Yeah, I don't want to. It's got to be bad.
6 of 37.
Ouch.
16.2%. Trey, let's do it inside.
Yeah, Mocilovic, get going early.
Yes.
Just set the tone. Make your first couple of shots and get the team to exhale a little bit. Certainly the fan base. We'll see. I think it's going to be a great game. In fact, it might be as good a game as we're going to get tonight.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt.
Right?
Yeah. I think this is going to be the one. It's the one, not just
if you're right about North Carolina, if you're right about UConn, and I believe you are, maybe the early game and the late game.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably
a fair way. Those could be the two that have us on the edge of our seats. Anyways, all right, let's move on. I was just quick on this. Patrick McCaffrey is in the transfer portal. Patrick McCaffrey never said he's finished playing basketball.
No, he said his time in Iowa was over.
Right. But here's where I'm going with this, because more people are picking up on this and running with it, I think, because in the back of their minds, they're hoping that there is more to this.
Right, exactly. Right? Yeah.
That maybe I'm going to get my wish that Fran is going to move on. That's my takeaway on this. I never took it as to, you know, this is an indictment on your father's coaching ability. or the fact that dad's packing it in. I don't see that. Now, could I be wrong? Of course we could, but I don't see it like that.
It's been a weird 2 days because these are two things that we anticipated.
Right.
We've talked about it for weeks. Tony Perkins, the question was asked. He said, I'll see you at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. But when we knew that there was going to be overtures and the amount of money that's in there in the portal, Ray, second team all Big Ten player. You know,
he's the number one point guard in the portal, according to recruiting services.
I am baffled by the fan base. Was Tony Perkins perfect? Absolutely
well,
not.
Down the stretch. I mean, he had a bad couple of weeks of his final couple of weeks of his career.
And he was injured.
Yeah.
He was injured down the stretch, but he also had a lot of great games.
No, he did. Absolutely did.
That guy and Frey McCaffrey, that staff, squeezed as much as possible out of Tony Perkins as I think you can get, making him into a second teamer. Offensive rating year after year, very good. For a guy that can't shoot, he's a pretty good offensive player.
Right.
Not big, but able to get to the rim. Yep. Had two monster assist performances, 14 and 15 in two separate games this season. Is he a perfect point guard? No. Is he even a real point guard? I don't think so. I think he's a backup point guard and a two guard in the right system.
Yeah.
I think that's what he is. But look at the guys also that have left Iowa. Isaiah Moss. Tony Perkins is a lot better player.
Mm-hmm.
Any metric that you look at, it's not even close. Yes, Isaiah Moss was a better shooter, better basketball player. It's not close. Tony Perkins and Isaiah Moss went to Kansas. And not only went to Kansas, he played 25 minutes a game for a team that was a number one
seed. Did he play that many minutes? I don't remember. I didn't remember he played that much.
Isaiah Moss played that many.
Huh?
And Tony Perkins, he's not very good. I was not going to get a better guard in the portal than they'll have would have had with Tony Perkins. Mm-hmm. And that line of thinking is out there, and I am baffled by it. And then you go the next day to Patrick McCaffrey, how anybody could be surprised. We talked about this weeks ago, the rumblings that he was wanting to go to Duke. He was leaving. He was leaving to play basketball. And how this fan base could be, is it just because the fan base
Fran
is so...
Fran fatigue is what it is, Trent.
I think there's no doubt. Where people are looking for any kind of angle to add more ammunition.
Yep. To their fire.
Absolutely. To do more.
Not to the fire, to their fire.
Oh, man, his son doesn't even want to play for him.
Nice.
Another thing. You talk about departures in today's environment. Do we hear negative things about Fran McCaffrey from guys that even leave the program? You hear that a lot. You don't hear it about Fran McCaffrey. He is beloved by his players. His players to a T.
What did Frederick say on the way out?
Not much. And I think it's because he knew he was doing him dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And well, he also lied to Fran's face. I don't think that helped out. Uncle Joe making overtures back in January with Kentucky didn't help that one. But you hear what players say about him. The disconnect between this fan base and Fran McCaffrey, it's amazing. I understand the want of a fresh start. And as a fan, I'm there too. If he's not going to do anything, if he's not going to try to change what they are in the defensive end, the way that they're in the portal, doing different things, I get it. I would absolutely. I don't think they'll get a better coach than Fran McCaffrey, but could he get lucky? Absolutely.
Yeah,
it could happen.
Of course you can.
Yeah. But the likelihood that you're going to find somebody better that's going to be as consistent, what is it, 10 of the last 11 years in the top half of the Big Ten at Iowa?
That's pretty good.
I don't think you're going to find somebody over the next decade that does something like that.
That's pretty good. Now, if Owen Freeman leaves today...
Now it's a different conversation.
But there's no inkling that Freeman is even thinking about leaving today. Or any time for that matter. So we'll see. But yeah, I was struck by that. I really was. So hats off. Best of luck to Patrick McCaffrey. If he wants to play, extend his career for another year, he's certainly able to do that. We just know it's not going to take place at the University of Iowa. Opening day in Major League Baseball. You know, I've read more on baseball as I try to... zero in on who I'm going to pick and hopefully get past you this year. When it comes to the American League Central, do you know who the dark horse, the team that if you're not picking the Twins, you're picking this team, and I'm surprised who this team is? You know who I'm seeing more love than I would have thought for?
I know there is betting steam on the Royals
That's
in the
it.
Division. Yeah.
That's it. What am I missing?
I'm not exactly sure. Pecota has them, simulation, 70 and a half wins this year.
70 and a half. That's not going to win the division.
If
as
it does,
bad as it is.
If it does, we might have to rethink the way that the divisions are set up in baseball. The young guys, I guess it's
they've
direction.
Got some terrific talent, Trent. I'm with you.
Pasquantino?
Mm-hmm, good player, first base. Of course, we know Bobby Witt.
Yes.
They still got the veteran behind the dish, right? And Sal Perez, who's still going strong. Their pitching rotation, I think, is going to be okay. But come on, really?
Reagans is really good.
Yeah, and he starts today against your guy, Lopez.
He could be a stud.
Mm-hmm.
Singer, solid.
Yep.
Waka, what's left in the tank?
Right.
An Iowan.
Yeah.
He was born in Iowa, so he counts.
Passing through.
He lived here for a year.
Did he?
Something like that.
I'm sure he remembers it well.
Seth Lugo, Jordan Lyles, a bullpen that, I mean, it's young names, but nothing that gets you overly excited unless you're a diehard, certainly Royals fan at this point in time. I don't get it.
But there's a ton of steam on this team, Trent. A ton of steam.
I can't get there. If I had to take a pick, it would be
to
Detroit.
Finish second?
No.
To
unseat the Twins. It'd have to be the Tigers for me. That's the only one I can see.
I love Torkelson.
Yeah.
Torkelson's a hell of a player.
They're really excited about their second baseman, the rookie Colt Keith. That's a guy that's going to start at the major league squad, and they're really excited about him.
What kind of year does Javi Baez have? Is he just finished?
Yeah. I mean, all those kind of ugly swings, they're even more prevalent. Because for every couple ones of those, you get a beautiful swing.
And then you get a tag at second base, and you forget what he just did in the batter's box.
Those are few and far between. They went out, they brought in Flaherty, they brought in Kenta Maeda.
And Flaherty had a really good spring.
He did. Casey Mize, I'm not a big fan of, but maybe there's still a little more upside to him. Still a young guy out there. I think Schuylkill can be an ace.
Yeah,
I think he has that kind of upside, that he can be that kind of guy.
And he must start today, right?
Yes, he does, yeah. Schuylkill will get the start there.
Against Crochet.
I think Cleveland is going to be a seller.
I agree with you.
And I can't get there with Kansas City. Ultimately, I think the Twins run away and hide. But they are banged up. Their rotation,
to start the year?
Oh, yeah. Their rotation, along with their bullpen, has been hit hard at this point in time. So they were not able to start off the season with DeSclafani. And, in fact, he might not throw another pitch, or a pitch, I should say, for the Minnesota Twins, who is going to be their number five starter. Their closer, maybe the best of the game, one of the best,
Duran.
He's out until at least May with an oblique injury. A couple other members of the bullpen are hurt, including their lefty specialist and
Did
Thielbart.
This happen in spring training?
Yeah, over the last couple of weeks.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's just kind of stacked on top of each other, one after another. Another guy that they got in the Polanco trade, Topa, he's also injured at this point. So that bullpen's in trouble. I saw this today. I was shocked by it. It was from, I want to say, Baseball Prospectus. The Twins, even with these injuries right now, over the course of the season, are projected to have the number two rotation in the American League and the number one bullpen in the American League. Now, that's also anticipation that all these guys come back and are okay. I was shocked by that. You look 1 through 5 of the Twins rotation. Lopez stud. Joe Ryan can be really good. Bailey Ober, we'll see. I'm not quite there. Paddock, if he's healthy, look out.
Yeah, he's a good player.
And then Louis Varland is your fifth.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Well, the Twins, all right, six divisions. How many will be won by double digits? Will the Dodgers win the West by double digits? I'm not sure they will.
I just worried about the rest of the teams just beating each other up. Because I think the Padres, I like their over.
I love the Giants, what they did this offseason. I think they did that much better.
And they were trying to spend all over the place, and it took a while.
And they finally got going.
They finally were
the
able to
Diamondbacks, that rotation?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not sure. I think the Twins will win. They'll have more separation from this, from there, where they finished, to the second-place team than maybe anybody else in baseball.
Yeah.
Any of the Braves and the Phillies, I think, is a fight. The American League East is a fight. The National League Central is the Cubs, we think, but I think the Cards are going to be right there. The West,
I think we both like the young teams with the Reds and the Pirates and what they're doing.
And by the way, did you see Ellie De La Cruz yesterday?
Oh, speaking English.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tip of the ball cap.
That was great.
Spent the winter learning the English language.
And the way that he relayed it was just, it was
great TV.
He said he wanted to be able to understand the fans and the fans to be able to understand him.
It was great.
It was amazing.
Yeah, a superstar like that. You don't have to.
Nope.
Vladimir Guerrero has never spoken a word of English.
Yeah.
And grew up in Montreal. He did.
Yeah.
Right? He's not comfortable. And there's a lot of players. And I'm not criticizing. What I'm saying is I'm elevating De La Cruz because of the effort that he put in. And I think it's going to pay off. I mean, who knows what kind of endorsements are going to come his way now that he can talk to everybody, right? I thought that was really good, and I love watching this dude play.
Yes.
As much as anything, I love watching him run, right? When he then went from home plate to third base, jeez, he's flying. Oh, I can't wait. Baseball is here. I was probably going to take a back seat tonight.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes. We got some afternoon baseball,
We got a lot of 3:10 starts.
Yes.
A lot of 3 o'clock starts. So at some point during the program, we'll get our picks in, right? Save chicken coop for tomorrow?
Yeah, that sounds good. We'll get it on Friday.
But that takes out the Iowa State Mint. You know, we'll do the Iowa State UConn game line.
Oh, you already got that.
Well, we'll make one up because UConn's going to advance and the Clones will knock off
Illinois.
Tell
you what the number would be unless we get big changes tonight.
What would it be? Let me guess.
All right, yeah.
Just under double digits, 8.5.
You're tick high.
7.5.
I even gave UConn a 1-point home court advantage, strictly by the numbers. If you consider it a neutral floor, what it isn't, it'd be about 7. But just under, actually 6.5 would be the number according to Ken Pom. So probably 7, 7.5. Yeah, right in that range. That's going to be a little higher than that, though, isn't it?
But
if UConn dominates again tonight, you're probably going to be close to that 8.5, 9.5 range, I would anticipate. But the numbers say more 6.5.
You know, as much as we talk about how we think UConn is dominating this tournament, if I was to pose this question, which of the two heavy heads is more likely to cut down the nets, the UConn and the men or South Carolina and the women? I think it would be unanimous, right? Right. We'd all go to South Carolina.
Absolutely.
That's how good this team is.
And they've had a few clunky moments, but
not very many.
No. And to retool your complete, I mean, almost your whole roster, and to be this dominating again.
By the way, Caitlin Clark was named to the training camp for the United States women's national team.
That's big. We speculated about that.
Well, she's the only collegian on the list. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is WNBA. But she's on. Now, she's going to have to make the team. We'll see. But we will take a break and come back. I'm looking forward to catching up with Nick Olson, A, on Iowa State, but B, I mean, he saw Illinois twice within the last couple of weeks as he covers Wisconsin, the Big Ten overall. What does he think? How does he think Illinois will try?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And knock off these Cyclones tonight. Olson is next. Miller and Condon. It's a Thursday. It's Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Hi, Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. We're here until 1. Murph and Andy, 1 to 3. The Drive from 3 until 6. Our friend Nick Olson covers Wisconsin. Yes, covers the Badger. What the hell are you talking to him for?
Yeah, they're done.
They're done. But Nick's still very much in touch with those Cyclones. And he was in person watching Illinois and Wisconsin play twice within a, what, two-week period, Nick, including the Big Ten championship game. Good to reconnect with you, Nick Olson. How you been?
Yeah, and it's always so great to speak with you guys. You know, I miss speaking with you, and I always enjoy kind of following the show, so I was excited to hear this text. You know, I've been doing really well. I got kind of a lot of eyes on Illinois recently, so I can provide kind of the viewpoint on both teams a little bit.
Absolutely, which is why I thought you'd be a perfect guest. And, you know, from where Trent and I sit watching watching very closely the Illinois-Iowa games, boy, there's really three dudes, right? There's Hawkins, Damask, and Shannon. Is it more than that, Nick? Are we selling them short? Danger's certainly come on, seemingly, since in the 2 weeks that Wisconsin played them. Are we selling Illinois short when we say that this is really a three-man team? Is it more than that?
You know, I think if you asked me, Ken, yeah, probably about three and a half weeks ago, I would have said that's really spot on. I think the last couple weeks, though, Danger has really emerged. I mean, I think I saw a stat. I don't think he's missed a shot in, like, two games.
What?
I think I saw around 16 or 17 for 17. Kind of some really impressive. I mean, it's very much within 2 to 5 feet, but still very impressive, efficient, you know, in the lane. I think that's a strength for Iowa State, so I don't see him necessarily playing a huge role offensively. But yeah, outside of that, you know, it's really those three guys. But as you guys know, certainly watching them a few times, one of the top kind of three-man lineups really in the country.
17 straight makes.
Jeez.
For Danger. And you go back before that, the last time I didn't have a shot attempt against Nebraska was 7-10 against Ohio State before that. Mm. He is playing at a high level. What do you do with Terrence Shannon? What do you do defensively against? We know, yes, Iowa State's going to play him physical and maybe throw a couple of different guys, but how do you slow him down when he gets going? He's as tough as anybody in college basketball to stop.
Yeah, so I'm sure you guys agree watching a lot of college basketball. You know, I think the refereeing, it's been kind of hit or miss, not terrible to an extent, but like in terms of physicality, right, what they kind of allow. So I think initially you play him physical like Iowa State does defensively. However, if they're calling fouls and not kind of letting a lot of that physicality go,
yikes.
I think you need to throw blitzes. I think you need to trap, and I think you need to try to keep him basically outside of that 8 to 10 foot area, because when he gets to the line, he's one of the best in the country, not necessarily percentage, though that's up there, but just in terms of getting to the line, obviously adding those points up, kind of tallying, scoring from there, that's not even needing to be field goals. So I think that that's something you've got to do with him. You know, physical is good, but he's also shown that, you know, recently, I think in the last 3 weeks or so, he's shooting about 37-38% from three. So, you know, just speaking basketball-wise and kind of what that matchup provides, like you mentioned, Trent, he is playing about as well as, you know, anybody really in the country right now.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it's certainly in the Big Ten, with the exception of Zach Edey, he might be the best player in the conference. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I would agree with that, Ken. You know, I got the chance, obviously, against Wisconsin, but then in a couple other games, too. You know, I think that in the Big Ten tournament, you saw a guy like Storr or Boo Booey, but just consistency. Yeah. Yeah, I'd put Shannon up there with just about anybody, including Edey, just because he added kind of a lot to his game since he got to Illinois.
And, you know, we're going to get to Iowa State in a second, but since you brought up Storr's name, is he done? Do you think he's back at Wisconsin? I know he's going to test the NBA waters. A lot of guys will, because he's a hell of a player, and obviously the Big Ten from an Iowa perspective is easier if Storr's not in it. Is he going to be a part of it next year?
From my understanding, and, you know, I've got some kind of connections on a couple different spots, I think that he really did find a lot of, you know, kind of comfort within this system as the year went on. However, I think he's going to really, really push kind of testing the waters. You know, I think the obvious goal is that NBA portion, and I think he'd love to get there right now, even if he gets maybe an early second round grade. But if he comes back to college hoops, I do think it's fairly promising right now from, you know, a fit standpoint, points per game, as well as the NIL potential, too.
We've seen this Iowa State team be very good throughout the course of the season, really outside of that trip down to Florida back in November. This team's been playing really at a high level all throughout the season. They're definitely built differently than the last couple of TJ Otzelberger teams. This team, not just winning this game, what gives you hope when you look at this squad that they can cut down the nets, that they can win a region, that they can pull an upset against UConn? What makes this Iowa State team different in your mind?
Yeah, I continue to go back kind of when I was still down there and we would talk about this, you know, when I thought they'd be a Sweet 16 team, so far so good. But I just think of Lipsy, of course, and then Keshawn Gilbert. And I think he's going to be a guy that tonight needs to be aggressive, even if he's not incredibly efficient early, because I like kind of his size and his physicality against a couple of Illinois' guards. Now, they're not small by any means, but I like kind of the strength factors for a Lipsy, for a Gilbert, kind of going against like a Marcus Domask, who, again, really good player, 6'4", 6'5". But I just like kind of the build of some of those Iowa State guards, the depth there. Obviously, Curtis Jones will need to play a role. And then a guy that I think maybe people aren't talking about as much, but who will need to make an impact starting tonight, is Damarian Watson. Yeah. I think with his, I know that's a guy you've liked for a while, kind of his size, versatility defensively, but in terms of just different from these last couple teams, I just love the depth that kind of those 2, 3, and 4 spots this year for Iowa State.
What did Wisconsin, how did they have success against Hawkins, particularly in the Big Ten championship game?
Yeah, I think they actually, you know, they were physical with him, and they just kind of forced him. He likes to shoot threes, but they kind of allowed that to be all he could really get to. So he's a good three-point shooter, but when you're able to get him kind of around the rim and kind of that dunker spot, or even as a bit of a lob threat, like, he can be dangerous. You know, he's a really good third-best player for that team. I think that was something Wisconsin did. You know, they threw a couple different looks. Crowell for a little bit, Tyler Wall. So you look at, like, the fours and fives for Iowa State again. I think there's some nice depth there. I see Trey King making things tough physically with his strength. But, yeah, you just got to be physical. You know, he's a guy that runs with a lot of emotions, which can be fun to watch, you know, in a good way. I think he's one of their leaders. But just don't let him get comfortable, you know, similar to a guy like Shannon. You got to be physical and just make him kind of earn everything very early, even if it's got to be from the stripe, and just setting the tone with the defensive physicality, Ken.
Hey, got a question on your beat now with Wisconsin. Greg Gard made the Sweet 16 his first 2 years. Hasn't been back since. Seven straight years. Last year's huge disappointment, hitting that run in the NCAA tournament. They bounce back, but then just have a rough month and a half before bouncing back at the end of the season of the Big Ten tournament. Where's the fan base at a Greg Gard?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting timing, as it's kind of been a massive topic today. I think that after a couple days, you know, kind of settled after the emotions of that loss, I get the sense that they can see, they can step back and see and kind of reflect on the game has changed, obviously, with the NIL transfer portal. And Greg Gard has actually done a really nice job there, just in terms of, you know, overall focus and kind of adjusting to things. But just in terms of kind of sustained success, I think that they're hungry, you know, for a little bit more. And I think that's why Gard and the team are really kind of loading up for next season. And that'll be a major focus when he's got to see a run there, guys.
Oh, I can't believe it's over. It's just, it's really, it's kind of sad. I love college basketball. All right, last thing for me, Nick Olson. Iowa State wins if?
They can hold Illinois under 75 points tonight.
Okay.
That's the number we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah, you're on the same page as we are. I think that's a good number.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I mean, looking at kind of the line and, you know, the over-under, all of that kind of focus, I think that's the perfect spot to kind of focus in, because Illinois, obviously one of the best and most efficient offenses in the country, and I think that's something that Iowa State's definitely going to have to lock down.
Yeah, we mentioned Hawkins. Obviously, we mentioned Shannon. This Damascus, you brought him up briefly. He's really something, isn't he?
Yeah, he, you know, Wisconsin native, good size at the guard position.
Like basketball family.
Yeah, just such a smart, kind of versatile player. A really, really impressive guard for Illinois.
No, he really is. Going to be a hell of a game. Nick, thanks for giving us a few minutes. Miss you back here. Not that the Bussy's not doing a good job for us. He is, and for the website. But you certainly connected with the audience and with the online folks. And I know a lot of Iowa State people miss you up in Ames. Thank you, Nick Olson. Good to speak with you. Be well, my friend. We'll talk soon.
I appreciate it a ton, guys. Thank you so much.
Good to talk to you. Nick Olson, as we catch up with our old buddy, covered Iowa State for, two or three years on the beat, I think? Three years? Who did he follow? Michael Swain?
I think that's right, who went down to Kansas.
Went to Kansas, and Nick comes in and then had a chance to go home, and he took a chance to go home and cover those Badgers. What are we doing next?
Are you ready to go on record for our baseball predictions?
Oh, this is so embarrassing at the end. Did you get a new notebook?
I know. This is still have room in the notebook for our predictions. Right. It's just the daily guest list, because I'm weird and old and I like to have everything written down. Oh, man. You know, everyone talks about Lucas's notebook. Yeah. I was the original notebook man.
You were.
Yeah, yeah.
But to Lucas's credit, he kind of coined the notebook.
He did.
Elevated the notebook a little bit. We should have brought the notebook up more.
Right, exactly. We know this notebook, though.
That notebook could talk, Trent.
Ooh, there are some predictions in here that have gone awry.
Yeah. More coming up next. Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Hi, right, Millery Condon, welcome back. Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Get into baseball in just a second. Trent, we've been telling you for a couple of weeks now about our friends Mike Hammond, Jerry Hammond at Vision Financial Services online, yourvisioniowa.com, yourvisioniowa.com. They've done both yours and my taxes for more than a decade now, but it's so much more than just tax preparation. We tell you about the retirement planning, financial planning, investment planning, all of those things. If that's something that you may need in your future or you may need it right now, now's the time to start thinking about those things, because as I know firsthand, 65 sneaks up on you.
Does it? Yeah.
Yeah. Ready or not, here it is. And you can't work forever, so be ready for when that retirement hits. Retirement planning, financial planning, more than just tax preparation, but they do a terrific job. Mike Hammond, his wife Jerry, the whole team down there in West Des Moines. Vision Financial Services online, yourvisioniowa.com, yourvisioniowa.com.
You ready to go on record?
No, but let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Ready or not, here we go.
All right, let's kick it off. American League East, I am taking a shot with the Tampa Bay Rays.
See, I know you said that yesterday, and I'm surprised with the... Look, I know they keep pulling rabbits out of the hat, right? Mm-hmm. They do every single year. I think we're going to be picking this team to win the American League East for the next decade, so I may as well start now. Let's go Orioles.
All right, we go to the Central. Minnesota Twins.
Minnesota Twins.
All right, easy one there.
Should we do finish a second? Maybe that's more, a little more intrigue.
A little more intrigue. You got Houston out west, or are you going with the dark horse?
No, I'm taking the Astros. It's so chalky.
It is.
I've got three favorites.
You want to do wild cards?
Sure, let's do that.
All right, my three wild cards in the American League. I got the Mariners.
Yep.
I got the Orioles.
Yep.
And I got the Yankees.
I've got the Blue Jays, Rangers, Mariners.
Toronto. What were the other two?
Rangers, Mariners.
And Mariners. All right. So I do not have the defending champion Rangers in the playoffs this year.
You don't?
Pretty big step back.
Yeah, I don't think they'll win the division. I think the, well, we'll see. We got to pick our World Series. All right, let's pick the same team in the National League East.
Let's go with the Atlanta Braves.
Atlanta Braves.
Yes, easy one on that front. Yep. Right, ATL for you in the Central. Cubs.
Cubs.
All right, we're in the same. Dodgers.
Dodgers.
All right.
It's so, I think, Trent, I have the favorite in every division, and the favorite will not win every division.
Yeah.
Where am I wrong?
That's where I took a shot at Tampa.
Yeah.
I love the price. Better than 7-1.
But what do you tell me all the time? You know you got to win your bet before you get your money.
That's
on that
true.
7-1,
that's true.
Right?
Pagoda, by the way, has them projected to win 89 games, second in the division.
Ahead of the Blue Jays.
Yes.
Well, see, I think the Yankees and the Red Sox are going to struggle this year. I know the Red Sox will.
Yes.
I think the Yankees are in the same boat.
Juan Soto, Aaron Judge. It's a pretty good 1-2 punch.
Not bad. Not bad.
Who's going to throw it
that's,
after?
That's the thing. That's the whole key to the season. So,
wild card teams in the National League. Who do you got?
Phillies.
Yes, of course. I'm the same.
Giants.
I do not have them.
And this is where it got tough for me. I went Diamondbacks, Padres, Padres, Diamondbacks. With Jordan Montgomery signing with the Diamondbacks, that put me over the top. Give me the Snakes.
With you on the Phillies, I took a shot on the Padres. Then I had to have at least a dark horse in there.
And who did you pick?
Give me the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, I hope you're right.
Yes, it would be
like
a fun
that.
Story. Yeah.
I like that. I like their manager.
I wonder what their yes-no to make the playoffs is. Let me bring it up here quickly. Yes-no.
They only
playoffs.
Won 82 games last year.
Did they really?
They did.
Playoffs, yes-no. All right. The Reds, as we scroll down to the R's. There they are. Plus 170. Not a great price.
No.
You'd hope to have better than that than Cincinnati, but there's my dark horse. American League ALCS. I have the Mariners beating the Astros. There's a shot.
I've got the Astros beating the Blue Jays.
Houston over Toronto. Okay, and then in the National League?
I've got the Braves beating the Dodgers.
I also have the Braves over the Dodgers. Not a whole lot of intrigue there. In the World Series, I have the Braves beating the Seattle Mariners 55-1 at Circa right now.
Is it?
If that plays out, it's worth $10. And maybe come late October, I'll have $500.
Did you reverse it?
No. I'll just hedge out of it.
You don't think you should bet eight and take your $10 and bet 7-3?
No. No.
Because you'd get a huge price the other way.
Well, the other thing you can do, Ken, you can just, you don't have to do over. You can do both teams to make the World Series and parlay it that way. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to bet two different ways.
Mm-hmm. DraftKings has that option mm-hmm. when it comes to the NFL.
Yes.
I played a number of those post 8:30, so don't ask me what I bet. I've got the Braves beating the Astros in the World Series.
ATL over Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yours is more likely.
But yours is more fun.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I hate picking favorites.
Do you have anything else that you've tapped into?
No. Luis Castillo to win the American League Cy Young.
He goes today, right?
I should.
For Seattle, I believe he does.
Now, I had him last year to win the Cy Young, full disclosure.
Price was a lot better last year.
It was.
And just like when you had Framber at almost 100-1.
Yeah.
125-1.
125-1. Yeah. No, 115-1.
115-1 on Framber.
And he finished second.
Short. Yeah. You got to run for your money on that one.
Mm-hmm. I remember Verlander got hurt. It was in August. And I was kind of hoping he was out for the year.
Yeah.
Because but he came back the final 3 weeks of the season and kept putting up wins.
You know, our guy Todd on Twitter, he's a big Cardinal and Cyclone fan. He reaches out to us a lot.
And a Broncos fan, too.
And a Broncos fan. Yeah. What are we missing about the Cardinals?
I don't know.
You know, he brought up defense. And to be honest, I don't do a whole lot looking at defensive metrics.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's something there. If they're the best defensive team, I mean, that could cover up a lot. We've seen mm-hmm. that plenty of times in the past. I just look at this lineup. It doesn't inspire a whole lot of confidence for me.
I'm with you. The rotation is the oldest in baseball.
But not even close, right?
Yes.
The rotation, all right. Michaelis is 34. Montgomery, no. Mets, 32. Flaherty's not there. It's just, yeah. I don't get it.
Sonny Gray, probably what? Is he 31, 30?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right now, Lance Lynn's how old? 48?
Feels like it, doesn't it?
It does feel like it.
Yeah.
Been there a long time. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be. We'll see.
Michaelis, Gray, Gibson, Lynn, Mats. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gibson's. How old Gibson? He's been around a long time.
Yeah.
Gibson's got to be in his mid-30s.
Wilson Contreras, is there anything there?
Well, it can't be as bad as last year.
Gorman at second. Mason Wynn, do we know anything about him?
I don't know anything about him.
Crawford obviously is going to be there a bunch,
and
though.
Another old guy
uh-huh.
that the Giants thought was finished.
All right. Tommy Edman, he gets
excited. I think Cincinnati's the team that's going to push the Cubs.
Do you want 500 at-bats from Tommy Edman?
Well, not if you're going to be a contender.
I would think so.
Since we're talking sports wagering, did you see FanDuel? I think it was FanDuel came out with their NFL win totals. Mm. It's just so disheartening. When you see that, and you know that your team is just going to blow.
Oh, welcome to the club. Knock it off.
Nah,
no. I'm not going to weep for you.
I mean,
come on. You've seen three Super Bowls. Where?
You know what? You know who's got the lowest win total is who?
The lowest win total is the Carolina Panthers.
Yes, 4.5. Do you know who the second of the 32 teams' lowest win total is?
I'm going to guess it's the Denver Broncos.
It's the stinking Russell Wilson killed our franchise Denver Broncos.
Yeah, wah.
5.5.
You got to see John Elway.
No prime time.
Manning. You've seen some great quarterback
play. I have. Let's see. Not for a while. Been a decade. Because you can't put Manning Super Bowl in there as a great quarterback play.
Osweiler was the better quarterback.
He might have been. And the no-fly zone was pretty damn good,
that
too.
That helps.
And where... And Von Miller and .. Hour two coming up next. Rob Doster on the Sweet 16. We'll head to Boston. Justin Miller, Trent's Plays of the Day. It's Miller and Condon. Hour two is next. Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO.